From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Government introduces Papua's business potential to 45 investors. Beijing security was tightened after the escape of corona patients from Wuhan. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalot Pani. The Indonesian government, in association with Yayasan Initiative Dagang Hijau or Green Trade Initiative Foundation, took a total of 45 foreign investors to witness firsthand the business potential in the country's eastern province of Papua and West Papua. The foreign investors met with young businessmen from Papua during a high-level meeting on green investment in Sorong, West Papua on Thursday. Indonesian Maritime and Investment Coordinating Minister. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime and Investment, Panjaitan, said the concept of green investment or environmentally friendly investment is one of the models of sustainable development in the province of Papua and West Papua. The concept of green investment is aimed at encouraging small-scale investment to promote the agricultural and fisheries sectors in the two provinces. The presence of foreign investors will encourage the export of agricultural and fishery commodities, including nutmeg, cacao beans, seaweed, and other key commodities from the two provinces. The Indonesian Navy's Amphibious Force Command is conducting water patrolling around Sebaru Kecil Island, Kepulauan Seribu District, where 188 Indonesian citizens working on the World Dream ship are being quarantined over coronavirus prevention. Water patrol was conducted during the observation process for the next 14 days. Commander of the Fleet Command's 1st Marine Colonel Johan Wahyudi stated at the Lipan Island Pier on Friday. Johan stated that the patrol was conducting round the clock to ensure that all circumstances and the environment were safe in accordance with the orders of Commander of the Joint Regional Defense Command 1, Vice Admiral Yudo Margono. Indonesian warship KRI Dr. Suharto 991 with 188 Indonesian crew members of World Dream Cruise aboard is scheduled to arrive on Sebaru Island on Friday at 2 p.m. local time. The 188 crew comprises 172 men and 16 women. Secretary General of Rabita Al-Alam Al-Islami or Muslim World League Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Karim Al-Isa has thrown his weight behind Indonesian Islamic organization Nahdlatul Ulama's peace and harmonization mission at local and global levels. Sheikh Muhammad said while visiting the NU Central Executive Board in Jakarta on Thursday that Rabita Al-Alam Al-Islami will support Nahdlatul Ulama's steps to harmonize the world, not only at the national level but also at international level. Sheikh Muhammad said he was impressed by the development of Islam in Indonesia, which is very peaceful because it is able to harmonize between religion and nationalism. He said Indonesia is able to set an example for other Muslim countries to keep the balance between religion and nationalism in a harmonious way. Indonesia's rupiah dropped against the US dollar in the Jakarta interbank market on Friday morning as investors opted for safe haven assets over fears of the impact of the coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak. At 10 West Indonesia Standard Time, the rupiah fell 65 points or 0.46% to trade at 14,090 rupiahs per US dollar from 14,025 rupiahs per US dollar earlier. Monex Investindo Futures chief researcher Ariston Chandra remarked in Jakarta on Thursday, it seems that the sentiment has not shown signs of improvement. The pressure is still high on risky assets owing to the rapid spread of coronavirus outside China. The yield on the 10-year U.S. government bonds also continued to collapse and also hit an all-time low of 1.235%. Chandra has forecast the rupiah to still remain under pressure and lie in the range of 14,000 to 14,100 rupiahs per US dollar on Friday. This news comes to you over the voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Security in Beijing has been tightened after the escape of COVID-19 positive patients from Wuhan, Hubei province. The government has made the capital region a top priority in efforts to prevent and control epidemics through policies implemented at the COVID-19 epicenter in Hubei, and even implementation can be even tougher and more strict. This was written in a statement from the Center for the Control and Prevention of Communicable Disease on Friday. The tightening of control in Beijing is not only an effort to prevent epidemics nationally, but also is global in view of the new type of coronavirus that attacks the lungs has spread worldwide. As reported by Antara News Agency earlier, a woman who was positively exposed to COVID-19 in Wuhan escaped to travel to Beijing on Saturday last week. The Islamic Cooperation Organization denounced and urged the Indian government to stop anti-Muslim violence. The OIC also urged India to stop the desecration of Islamic places of worship in the country. The OIC statement came when the death toll in the ongoing riots in the Indian capital New Delhi rose to 34, with nearly 200 people injured. In its statement, as reported by Anadolu Agency on Thursday, the OIC then expressed condolences to the families of the victims of the violence and demanded their perpetrators to be tried. The OIC calls on Indian authorities to bring instigators and perpetrators of these anti-Muslim actions to justice and to ensure the safety and security of all Muslim citizens and the protection of Islamic holy sites throughout the country. Islanders in Greece went on strike to the second day of Thursday. They protested the government's plan to build new migrant camps on five islands. The Greek Eastern Aegean island served as a gateway to the European Union for more than 1 million people who fled the war in 2015-2016. Despite a sharp decline in arrivals since then, the five islands are still crowded centers for migrant shelters. Residents on the island of Lesbos and Chios also clashed with riot police guarding the construction of new shelter facilities on Tuesday and Wednesday. The protesters said the existing camps had become prisons for residents and migrants. Building new ones would only increase the problem. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Impact of COVID-19, Saudi Arabia temporarily stops the pilgrimage of Umrah. To prevent the spread of the new coronavirus or COVID-19, the government of Saudi Arabia temporarily stops the arrival of pilgrims from various countries, including Indonesia. The Saudi Foreign Ministry has instructed that at this time, the inflow of pilgrims to Saudi Arabia to carry out the pilgrimage and visit the Prophet's mosque in Medina is postponed. Of course, the policy taken by the government of Saudi Arabia should be appreciated to prevent the spread of the coronavirus to Saudis and fellow pilgrims. But as adherents of Islam in various countries in the world, this surprises hundreds of millions of prospective pilgrims who want to perform the pilgrimage. But indeed, Mecca and Medina are two holy places for Muslims, where large numbers of world citizens gathered to be highly vulnerable to the spread of the coronavirus. If this is not well anticipated, the spread of the coronavirus will have a devastating effect on global citizens. The steps of the Saudi Arabian government need to be supported by especially Muslim countries by providing medical support and technical assistance as needed, so that effective anticipatory steps can be immediately found and applied, so Muslims don't need to wait too long to return to performing the pilgrimage. The government of Saudi Arabia has not conveyed how long the suspension will take effect. Of course, all the Muslims of the world who want to worship both Umrah and Hajj hope and pray for an end to this soon. In the end, they can fulfill the peak of the Hajj as the fifth pillar of Islam to the Holy Land, Mecca, in the middle of this year, inshallah. Well, listener, that's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Welcome back to our regular segment of Today in History. Firstly, on February 28, 1922, Egypt gained independence from England. Egypt is a country that has an ancient civilization of more than 8,000 years old. From the 16th century until the beginning of the 20th century, Egypt was controlled by foreign powers such as the Ottoman Empire, France, and Great Britain. On February 28, 1922, Egypt gained independence but remained under British protectorate. In 1953, the Egyptian system of government was changed from kingdom to the republic. Next event was bilateral communique between China and the US, known as Shanghai Communique, on February 28, 1972. The governments of China and the United States issued Shanghai Communique when the visit of the U.S. President Richard Nixon to China on February 28, 1972. The communique was an important political document for the two countries, which had upheld the basic principles of relations between the two countries. Based on China's one principle, both countries respect each other, live side by side peacefully, and do not intervene in internal affairs. The principles were further confirmed in the communique of the opening of China-the U.S. diplomatic relations on August 17. The last information on February 28, 1991, Kusbini passed away. Kusbini is an Indonesian Kroncong music figure in 1930 to 1955 era, who died in Yogyakarta on February 28, 1991. Kusbini is also a legendary of Kroncong music with Anilando, Gesang, S. Abdullah, and Miss Rukyah. He composed heroic songs with Simanjuntak, Cornelis Simanjuntak, Ismail Marzuki, and El Manik.
The song Bagimo Negeri is a heroic song that composed in 1942 and was designated as a national song in 1960. He was also the founder of the SMINDO 1954, the State Yogyakarta's Indonesian Music School, which later became the Indonesian Music Art Academy, or AMI, and the Art Institute Indonesia EC Yogyakarta. Kusbini then immortalized as the name of Raden Kusbini International Airport, Pandeglang, Banten. That was Today in History.
Kau pernah bilang cinta, akulah satu-satunya. Kau bilang ku sempurna, kau cintaku selamanya. Dan kau tuliskan lagu semua tentang diriku. Kau katakan padaku, jangan ragukan cintamu. Semua hanya rangkaian kata yang kau sebar ke semua wanita. Oh, bodohnya ku sempat percaya. Semua yang kita punya nyata, kamu dan semua kata-katamu semua palsu. Kamu semua
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled, The government launched a number of strategies to deal with the effect of the coronavirus. The Indonesian government recognizes that the impact of the coronavirus or COVID-19 will hit the Indonesian economy. Therefore, President Joko Widodo has allocated a budget of 10.3 trillion rupiah to realize a policy package to minimize slowing economic growth, especially overcoming the tourism industry and the drop in a number of tourist arrivals due to coronavirus. The government will give extra money for beneficiary families of 30% becomes 200,000 rupiah. This was said by Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, after a limited meeting about the impact of COVID-19 on the Indonesian economy in the Presidential Palace Complex, Jakarta on Tuesday, February 25. The increase is valid for 6 months and will begin in March 2020. In addition, the government also added subsidized house quota of 175,000 units to 330,000 units. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said the subsidized houses are the focus of the government so that consumers can absorb the ready stock of houses. Meanwhile, related to the tourism sector, the government is preparing incentives for foreign flights, domestic flight ticket subsidies, and also hotel and restaurant tax exemption. Sri Mulyani Indrawati hopes this effort will stimulate tourism areas and people's economy. Furthermore, subsidies for domestic flights will be given in the form of a 30% ticket discount. This will apply to 10 destinations that have been affected since March 2020 until May 2020, such as Lake Toba in North Sumatra, Yogyakarta, Malang in East Java, Manado in North Sulawesi, Bali, Mandalika in West Nusa Tenggara, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, Bangka Belitung and Batam, and Bintan in Riau Islands. Hotel and restaurant tax exemption will also be imposed on the 10 tourist destinations. Related to the matter, the government has prepared a grant that would be given by the central government to the regional government, totaling 3.3 trillion rupiah for 33 regions and cities. Minister Sri Mulyani explained the hotel and restaurant tax is a source of local revenue. All the additional budget, according to the minister, came from the reserve post, which was intended to finance for unexpected cases such as natural disaster. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat, kita ini yang terhebat.
kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lelah, lelah dan tak bersinar, yeah. Remas sayapku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu. Kamu, kau pun selalu menyanjungku. Aku dan kamu darah abadi. Demi bermain bersama, kita duakan segalanya. Merdeka kita, kita merdeka. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepas. Dan tak bersinar. Remas sayapku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Yeah. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder. We will invite you to taste one of the delicious foods of Yogyakarta called gudeg. Indonesia has various ethnic groups with their respective cultures. The culture takes the form of customs, clothing, and food or culinary. If you visit Yogyakarta, you will find one of the cultural heritages of the Javanese tribe called gudeg. Professor Mordiati Garjito, a researcher at the Center for Traditional Food Study and Nutrition at Gajah Mada University, Yogyakarta, said that the origin of gudeg is thought to have existed since 1500 when the Islamic Mataram Kingdom was built in the Mantauk Forest, Kota Gede, Yogyakarta. At that time, the cooks and soldiers made dishes from young jackfruit and coconut milk for hundreds of people. Because the amount of material is quite a lot, then it is used a large frying pan in managing it. The process of making this food should be steered like rowing a boat, called Ngahudek in Javanese. Finally, a greeting that is better known as Gudeg. The process of making gudeg from young jackfruit, usually called gori in Javanese, begins by boiling jackfruit for several hours with coconut sugar and coconut milk. Then put in other seasonings such as galangal, candle nut, onion, and white and mashed coriander, and other seasonings. But certainly the taste of gudeg is sweet, savory, and gudeg has a distinctive and delicious taste in accordance with the taste of Javanese people. For this food serving, gudeg is usually complemented with white rice, chicken, hard-boiled eggs, tofu or bacem tempeh, and cow skin that is boiled using coconut milk or cold kretek fried sambal. If you go to Yogyakarta, please stop over in Wajilan area, where the famous gudeg center is located. Although there are many variants of gudeg, like a slightly spicy taste in East Java, but actually gudeg has a sweet and savory taste. Usually, gudeg is sold using baskets, containers made of bamboo or used kandil or vessel of clay. Now, gudeg can be found and enjoyed not only in Yogyakarta city, but also several regions in Indonesia. Even in the Netherlands and the United States, there is an Indonesian restaurant that serves gudeg in their food dish. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring gudeg from Yogyakarta. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
Tersirat dalam angan tuk tak pernah terjadi pertemuan manis itu.
Kini rasaku pun berucap, jelas aku tak ingin lagi melihatmu. Kini semua terlalu pekat untuk dikenang dalam angan. Lama coba berjalan, nyata tak satu tujuan. Janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah usai. Lalu pekat untuk
untuk dikenang dalam angan. Lama coba berjalan, nyata tak satu tujuan. Janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta. Namun bukan begini adanya, biarlah. Jalanku,
ku pun kan terus melaju.
Ku lepaskan, tak bertahan. Walau lupa tetap nyata.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Hello listeners, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Miss Eleni. Today we will inform you about International Museum of the Prophets. History and Islamic civilization will be built in Ancol. Stay tuned at www.voinews.id. The International Museum of the Prophet Muhammad's History and Islamic Civilization will be built in Taman Impian Jaya Ancol, Pademangan North, Jakarta. The construction of the museum, initiated by the Indonesian Most Council, is said to be the largest in the world. The construction began with a groundbreaking on Wednesday. Head of the Building Committee for the International Museum, Safruddin, said that the groundbreaking was held after an agreement was reached with various parties. He stated that this museum will become an icon of the world and will become the largest in the world. Later, this museum will contain a complete history and hundreds of hadiths of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on how Islam entered into Indonesia. This museum will be made as modern as possible by utilizing three-dimensional technology, holograms, and augmented reality. There will also be a miniature of the Great Mosque of Mecca and the Prophetic Mosque. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian Mosque Council, Yusuf Kala, said that the area of the museum covers 6 hectares. The building itself is approximately 1.5 hectares, including the dining room restaurant that will later be the menu eaten by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The groundbreaking process was also attended by Secretary General of the World Islamic League, Muhammad bin Abdul Karim Al Issa, Minister of Religious Affairs Fahrur Razi, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir, Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning Head of National Land Agency Sofyan Jalil, and some figures of Islamic organization in Indonesia. That was Miss Lenny for today about International Museum of the Prophet Muhammad's history. An Islamic civilization will be built in Ancol. We will meet again with other interesting topics. See you next time.
Cinta hanyalah bualan. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lupa. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan. Hangat dalam dekapan, aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Kapalku telah bersaung, aku tak ingin jauh. Padamulah aku akan berlabuh. Sampai nanti, sampai kita sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah arti.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener,
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play a collaborative regional song from Central Kalimantan entitled Turus Jani. People of Central Kalimantan have a tradition called Kangurut in the form of oral literature or commonly called poem, which is Kondit. A classic major literature, a kind of poem or gurindam, is highly valued by the Dayak people. Putri in Karungut contains the virtue and wisdom of the legend of life, and also contains advice, reprimands, and warnings in everyday life of humans. Karungut can also express the voice of joy and happiness in the community. Traditional karungut is accompanied by musical instruments such as kecapi, gendang, gong, and suling or flute. But nowadays, it is often accompanied by bands or organs. Listeners, here Ujai Mura and Yeti Miri with Turus Jani in the strain of modern karungut.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.